Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our provider, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher The master of the day of judgment Allah azza wa jal who is the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists Bulbul tuti parwana Juz mein wo hai, kul mein wo Rango buwe gul mein wo Afghane bulbul mein wo Naghmate kul kul mein wo Allahu, 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 Allahu Maula dil ka zang chhoda Qalbe nuri paaye jila Dil ko kar de aina Jis mein chamke ye kalma Haq la ilaha illallah Amanna bi rasulillah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace, blessings and choice of salutations be upon the most perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted and celebrated prophet of Allah azza wa jal, our beloved Nabi, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, the owner of Jannah, the distributor of ni'mah, the contentment of our hearts and mind. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا میں گدا تو بادشاہ بھر دے پیالہ نور کا نور دن دونا تیرا De dal sadqa nur ka. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in Sayyid Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said so beautifully
Un par durud jin ko kase bekasa kahe ان پر سلام جن کو خبر بے خبر کی ہے خبر بے خبر کی ہے مانگیں گے مانگے جائیں گے منہ مانگے پائیں گے مانگیں گے مانگے جائیں گے منہ مانگے پائیں گے سرکار میں نہ لاح نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے سرکار میں نہ لاح نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, dedicating all the time in the day and night for reciting Durood-e-Pak is such a great deal, subhanAllah. Just by reciting Durood and Salam, your sins are forgiven, your status is increased, and rain of blessings shall be showered upon the one who recites Durood and salutations abundantly. Look at the blessing, subhanAllah. It is really amazing. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability for us to also make the time and dedicate the time in our day and night for only the recitation of the Durood-e-Pak with devotion and love for Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will definitely see the blessings of that in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah azza wa jalla we will study shaqqul qamar, the splitting of the moon in the light of Quran-e-Pak inshallah azza wa jalla. And we will be giving some logical answers to this as well, how this is possible. Inshallah, please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Stay locked with Madani Channel right to the end of today's episode and program. We will now break for a kalam. Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اور اس کلام کے ذریعے سے ہم اپنے دلوں کو منور و مجلہ بھی کریں گے انشاءاللہ. Let's brighten our hearts and spirits. Let's rejuvenate our spirits through the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are back, we will be speaking about this great mu'jiza and miracle of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, روز فزوں کرے خدا. جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ, ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں. اے عشق تیرے صدقے, جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے, جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے. شعلہ ہے عشق نبی سینے سے باہر نکلا. عمر بھر سے میرے بس پیغمبر نکلا. سازگار ایسا بھلا کس کم قدر نکلا. دم میرا صاحب لا لاکھ کے در پر نکلا. اب تو ارمان تیرا اے دل مضطر نکلا. اب تو ارمان تیرا اے دل مضطر نکلا. عمر بھر سے میرے بس پیغمبر نکلا. جلوہ اس مہر رسالت کا ہو سیاروں میں. انبیاء ساتھ ہوں جبریل جلوداروں میں. جبکہ اس شان سے آئیں گے گرفتاروں میں. حشر کے روز یہ غل ہوگا گناہگاروں میں. وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا. وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا. عمر بھر سے میرے بس پیغمبر نکلا. ہم گئے قبر اویسے قرنی پڑھ کے سنے. عشق میں پھنستی ہے کس دام بلا میں جانے. قبر عاشق سے صدا آئی کہ کیا حال کہے. کبھی زندہ کبھی مردہ ہوئے ہم الفت میں. شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا. شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا. عمر بھر سے میرے بس پیغمبر نکلا.
کرشنا ہو شربت دیدار پلا دیجے مجھے آئینہ طلعت انور کا بنا دیجے مجھے مردہ ہوں آپ مسیحا جلا دیجے مجھے وہ جمال رخ پر نور دکھا دیجے مجھے دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا
عمر بھر موسے میرے واسے پیغمبر نکلا عمر بھر موسے میرے واسے پیغمبر نکلا
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. What a beautiful Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we were listening to. And of course, he is a great Nat reciter, Sana Khane Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless our Ashfaq Madani Sahib. What a beautiful an andaz he has recited this kalam and Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, yes, we are back as I mentioned before that when we do return, we are going to be speaking about Shaqqul Qamar, the splitting of the moon. Dear viewers, inshallah, Zawajal, before we even go into this aspect and we discuss Shaqqul Qamar, the splitting of the moon, I think it is quite essential that we first understand the blessings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, this was an extraordinary miracle of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and an open miracle which was witnessed by the kuffar of Makkah. It is the same Mubarak hands and blessed hands from which even water gushed forth during a journey when the companions had no water to drink. Subhanallah. Even the action of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is considered to be the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw sand toward kuffar, but this action is recorded as the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allahu Akbar. This is the miracle of the hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li, in his beautiful poetry, he says, سب سے اولا وہ آلہ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا وہ آلہ ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دور ہاں ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دول ہمارا نبی سبحان اللہ. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it is the miracle of the majestic hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful narration before we even go to Shaqqul Qamar. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Umme Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Utba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the very same companion who had conquered the city of Mosul during the khilafat of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. بڑے مشہور صحابی رسول ہے حضرت سیدنا عتبہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. It has been mentioned that he رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ possessed and had four wives, and each one of us would compete in applying the best perfume so that we may smell more fragrant than the other. سیدنا عتبہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ would apply only oil in his beard. You know, he would only oil his beard and hair, but whenever he walked in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara,
people would draw their attention towards him and they would ask him as to what perfume do you use. It has been narrated by some companions and actually the wives of Hazrat Sayyidina Utba, as Umm Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, that the wives would even compete with Utba, for his perfume was so exquisite and attractive that it would draw anyone's attention. So one day I asked him, we try our utmost best to apply the best of perfume, but you are more fragrant than us. And what is the reason for this? Kya majra hai? Kya mamla hai? What do you apply and what is the name of this itr, of this perfume which you apply on your body? Hazrat Sayyidina Utba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day in the time of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I suffered some lumps and some pimples and blisters which appeared on my body. So I presented myself in the court of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to him my condition and this problem which I suffered. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told me to remove my qamis. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then rubbed his mubarak hands. He placed and passed his mubarak hands over my body. He says, ever since Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his mubarak hands, his affectionate and majestic hands on my body, from that day onwards, my body gives out this beautiful fragrance, which people ask me, what perfume and what itr do you use? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, he says it is only through the miracle and through the blessed hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this exquisite perfume and fragrance emanates through my body. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala he says, in regards to Pasina, the sweat Mubarak,
Wallah jo mil jaye, mere gul ka Pasina, Wallah jo mil jaye, mere gul ka Pasina, مانگے نہ کبھی عطر نہ پھر چاہے دلہن پھول مانگے نہ کبھی عطر نہ پھر چاہے دلہن پھول.
It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. It's a beautiful story that when the kuffar, the unbelievers, had demanded miracle and proof, as other prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal came in this world, miracles that was used as a proof and evidence for their prophethood, which were used to attract people towards the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal so that they could embrace that religion, the pure religion. It was not any magic, of course, it was not any jadu, it was not any illusion, it was the pure miracles which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted those great Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And at that time, what was at its peak, according to that level, according to the level and the demand of that city and time, that is the miracles which Allah Azza wa Jalla had bestowed upon that particular Nabi. For example, in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, people would believe in medicine. You know, science had reached its peak, technology and science, and they would believe that it is all medication. Medications and medicines were used for every sort of problem. But no one in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam could revive a dead person. The science had come to an end, but no one could cure a person who was born blind. So this was the need of that time for people to understand that Islam is the true religion. And therefore, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he began to cure those who were blind, it made those great scientists of those times that were, you know, believing in medicine, because their iman and their faith was only in medicine. But when they seen that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would simply revive the dead, a person who's dead, who's gone, they had no medication at that time that could revive a dead. And until today, aaj tak nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, magic was at its peak. Those magicians would perform such illusions and magic and draw people towards those, you know, religions. And therefore, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came with such a miracle, yade beza, that his hand would be bright as the sun. Allahu Akbar. Bright hands. He had a asa, his stick, which the Quran speaks about, his blessed staff. When he would throw that to the ground, it would turn into a huge serpent. And those magicians who challenged Musa alayhi salatu wasalam believed. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, they believe in the Rabb, in the creator of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, simply because they believe that this is not any illusion, but it is the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ab is tarah ke kai examples hai. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam came with such a beautiful, sweet voice that would attract even the birds flying above him. Wild beasts and animals from the jungles would hear the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and they would leave jungle, they would start running. Trees would sway from right to left when they would hear the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and many other Anbiya alayhi salam came with such miracles which served as a source of evidence for people to accept the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now these kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allahu Akbar, demanded to see a proof, koi sign bataye, koi proof bataye, despite the fact that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam never needed to give any proof. Sahaba ikram farmati ke sarkar sallallahu alayhi wasallam ka mubarak chehra yu jagmagata rehta. It was so truthful and so bright in face, the brightened and illuminated face of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sufficient for a person to see and embrace Islam. There was no need to see any miracle. Allahu Akbar. Farmate hain ki bas sarkar ka chehra agar koi dekh le to yaqeen kar le ki ye Allah ke nabi hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But despite the fact that these kuffar wanted proof, the Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to split the moon in two halves upon the indication from the fingers of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The splitting of the moon had occurred witnessing this extraordinary miracle of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They were astounded, they were in a shock, for of course they never knew that this was possible. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when they had witnessed this, the unbelievers were in a shock when they seen this, but iman and faith was not in their destiny. Despite seeing such a great miracle of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they still refuted and refused embracing Islam, and they remained as unbelievers, saying and claiming that this is mere jadu, this is basically magic and illusion of the eyes. There is no such possibility of the moon being split in two parts. This caused immense grief and pain to Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she basically said that shame upon those people who refused to accept the one who has been sent with the truth. Those people should feel ashamed of themselves, for despite seeing such a great miracle, despite witnessing the splitting of the moon, inhone sarkar ko phir bhi jhutlaya. Astaghfirullah. She was very she faced immense pain and takleef because she had seen her beloved sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who demonstrated such a great miracle, but those people refused to accept this. So she was very sad. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to love the Ahlul Bayt. Subhanallah. To get closer to the family of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala farmate hain, teri nasl e pak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, teri nasl e pak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai ain e noor, tera sab ghara na noor ka. Allah Allah subho taiba mein huwi batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka. Allah Allah Allah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, حضرت سیدنا جبیر بن مطعم، حضرت سیدنا علی بن ابی طالب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، حضرت سیدنا حذیفہ بن یمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. دیز آر دوز گریٹ جائیگانٹک کمپینینز آف نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہو ہیو نریٹڈ دس واقعہ ان انسیڈنٹ ان ریلیشن ٹو دا سپلٹنگ آف دا مون. ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، سبحان اللہ، سی فار انسٹنس، okay, we learn from the Holy Quran Pak when Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this, despite them saying that this is the spell of magic, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran Pak,
اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِن يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌّ وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ.
Allah عز و جل says in the Quran Pak, the last day came near, and when they see a miracle, they turn away and say, just a usual magic. And they falsified and followed their own desires. And all the affairs have an appointed term. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about Shaqqul Qamar, which is an extraordinary miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is evident not only from the ahadith, which have, you know, reached a certain level of popularity, but rather it is also evident from the Holy Quran Pak. Subhanallah. اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. Here, through the waswasas of shaitan, you know, or sometimes a person may just fall for this to say, well, قیامت کے دن بھی سورج اور چاند ستارے یہ سب ٹکڑے ٹکڑے ریزہ ریزہ ہو جائیں گے. Everything will be destroyed. So, this verse here refers to the end of times. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let me please and record what the ulamas and the scholars have mentioned, that if this thought comes to mind that this is how it is, so this ghalat fahmi, this, you know, I would say misunderstanding ayat of the Holy Quran Pak is, of course, which many people fall for, and they do not accept the shaqqul qamar, the splitting of the moon. So the scholars and the ulama have mentioned that if this thought comes to the mind, then remember, here Allah Azza wa Jal says that the last day has come near. Meaning, there is a limited time now until the day of judgment, from the time of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, 1442 years back, for example, when the splitting of the moon had taken place, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ. The last day has come near. Why? وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. Because the moon has split in two halves. The splitting of the moon has occurred. The splitting of the moon has happened. چاند کے دو ٹکڑے ہو چکے ہیں. And now that the moon has split in two halves, thus this is the sign that the last day, قیامہ, has now come closer. Furthermore, the scholars and the علماء say, and then further on it has been mentioned, یعنی شق القمر کی عظیم نشانی کو دیکھ کر کفار نے یہ کہا کہ یہ جادو ہے جو ہمیشہ سے ہوتا آیا ہے. Because now that they have seen the splitting of the moon, therefore the kuffar had said that this is not true, it is simply a usual magic. So why would they call this a magic if they had not seen the splitting of the moon? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is zahir and it is apparent that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had split the moon with his blessed finger. In fact, it has been mentioned by the uncle of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hi, hi, hi. Subhanallah, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in relation to the Mubarak hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, jab aap jhule mein jhula karte the, bachpan ka alam hai, aap farmate hain, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to tell you something, kaafi dinon se mere dil mein ye baatein hain, jo main aapse arz karna chahta hoon, main aapse kehna chahta hoon. Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that, oh my uncle, tell me, what do you want to say? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, bachpan ka alam hai, aap jab jhule mein jhula karte the, when you were in the jhula, in the cradle, rocking from right to left, left to right, I had witnessed with my own eyes. Maine apni aankhon se dekha. I have seen this with my eyes that in whichever direction your hands would move and sway, in the very same direction I had seen the moon moving. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I have seen the moon moving in the same direction. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala once again explains this beautiful narration and he says, this is the miracle of the hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. He says,
Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka. Subh o taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka. Sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka.
So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when the moon and the stars are the toys of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so what was impossible in this? That Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have not splitted the moon in two halves. How was this not possible? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain so beautifully, all these are the miracles. Chand ka do tukde ho jana, when he made dua for the sun which has setted, the sun came back in its position for Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to read his namaz-e asr. Allahu Akbar. Allah has granted this amazing powers and authority and ikhtiyar to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says,
ishaare se chand chire diya chupe hue khur ko pher liya. Ishaare se chand chire diya chupe hue khur ko pher liya. Gaye huwe dil ko asr kiya ye taab o tawa tumhare liye zameen o zama tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye chunino chuna tumhare liye aqabne do jaha tumhare liye.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I sign off with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami as I do at the end of every other program. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah.
Remembrance.